As-salamu alaykum. This is your beloved brother, Miraj Muhammad, live on your Block Talk Radio. And coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m., and surely it gives me great privilege, and I am highly honored to do so. For this is the month of Ramadan. It starts this evening right after prayer, my great prayer. And because we come on early, if in fact, brothers and sisters, when you're making prayer and you have the rush to get to a plane and you do it early than what you're supposed to do it, Allah gives you a blessing for what? For good intentions. We get more blessings for good intentions because a lot of times things do not happen, but because you had intention to do good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. It's the simple things, brothers and sisters, that is not told to us because I give them the benefit of the doubt. They don't know. Mm-hmm. And because they don't know, and it's very difficult to know something if you don't study. If you don't study, then you shoot from the hip and you repeat what you hear. But if you go out and study that which you want to learn, it will come to you. And because it comes to you, it allows you to do what? It allows you to be able to understand what you're reading. Well, you got plenty of time to read. We got either 29 days or we have 30 days. It's based and predicated on what you read according to the moon. You see the moon, you see a lot of things in the moon. And therefore, we have to understand why we do the things we do, why we understand certain things that we want to know. When you want to know something, you will put your mind to it and you will study. If you don't put your mind to it, it's just something you just are doing. And so we were scheduled for 7:30 p.m., 7:33 to be exact, to do Maghrib. Well, this is before Maghrib. And during the month of Ramadan, I'm going to try to cut it short. Instead of going 2 hours, I may go 45 minutes. I may go just 1 hour. 1 hour and I'm off the radio. And then I can do my great prayer. And I'm not late. At the same time, I could have done it earlier and stayed on for 2 hours. But everybody is getting ready for Ramadan. Everybody is preparing for Ramadan. And I felt that my topic tonight is Ramadan Mubarak. Have a blessed Ramadan. Everybody want to have a blessed Ramadan. And Ramadan comes around once a year. And isn't it amazing? It's the ninth year. You count 9 months and you will see a different season. You count 9 months and you will see a different season. You count 9 months and you see a different season, and you count 9 months as your fourth season. And so Ramadan just don't come like we say Christmas come on a certain day of December. We don't say that. It is all scheduled by the seasons of Allah. because we practice the four seasons. We believe in the four seasons. And we do the same thing when we have a janazah and you are leaving here. We do four takbirs and represents the four seasons. Everything we do, brothers and sisters, have a meaning to why you do what you do. But for some strange reason, we just go through the ritual. And you got some people that have Shabbat, and they want to do it before Ramadan and fast 10 days to prepare yourself for Ramadan. You don't find that in the Holy Quran. Now, do Allah punish you because you do it? No. You do it because someone told you this is what you're supposed to do, but you didn't check it out. You tell me something, I'm going to look for it in the Holy Quran. If I can't find it in the Quran, I ignore it. Because everything you do in life is in the Holy Quran. You better believe that. And why is it? Why is it, brothers and sisters, that everything that we pretty much do is in the Holy Quran? See, the Quran is not just a book and a holy book at that. That's not what the Quran is all about. The Quran is Allah speaking to us. Big difference. Allah is speaking to us. So because Allah is speaking to us, you think he left something out of the Quran? Well, you say it's too small. Here on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Barad speaks, nothing too small that's not in the Quran. You say it's too large. I beg your pardon. Nothing too large in this world is not in the Quran. It's in the Quran because Allah created the heavens and the earth. Allah created those who are teaching you. You would not exist. You would not able to speak or breathe his air if he didn't give you the will to do so. So he knows us better than we know ourselves. Like he said to angels, I know what you do not know. Isn't that something? Allah knows what we do not know. So when you understand that, it's not difficult at all. I'm going to listen to what Allah says. But he says first come difficulties and then come deeds. Because everything you do, you have to struggle. Why? You're learning. Why? You're trying to figure out of what you are here for and why you should be able to operate in your nature in which you was created. Of course, most of us have gotten out of our nature. And once you get out of your nature and start dealing with your flesh, then you're not able to survive in this world. You're going to go through hell. So Allah says first come difficulties and then comes ease. But the month of Ramadan is a blessing. The month of Ramadan is a blessing to the individual because you don't have to do the month of Ramadan. Now you say, yes, there are some people who don't do Ramadan because they're ill. Rightfully so. That's rightfully so. If you're ill, you can't go through the fasting because you have to take your medicine. You can't go through the fasting because most of us do not have the ability to operate in the form in which we was created. It can be crippled. You can have brain damage. You can be ill with the virus. Things can happen to you. But can you do Ramadan? Yes. Well, how could you do Ramadan? Because of your good intention, the desire that you would love to do it but can't do it, Allah rewards you. Yeah, Allah is most merciful, brothers and sisters. And because he is most merciful, he protects his human beings, for we are the manifestation that we was created to be the Khalifa. So we all have to agree today that there's anything that's large is in the Holy Quran. And that gives us peace of mind when we can see it and we can read it, we can understand it. That spirit that's in you allows you to drive you to want to be as close as you can to please Allah. But we begin with the truth. And anything we speak from the Holy Quran is nothing but the truth, as they say, so help me God. So we say with the name that is given to us, we always talk about with God's name. And we use the phrase with God's name because you can't come in the name of God. Through the Imam Waluddin Muhammad, and you'll never hear me say in the name of God. Now, there are some people that says that, but that don't make them evil, and that does not make them illiterate, and that doesn't make them where God will punish them for saying in the name of Allah. Well, we was taught that following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the name of Allah. But the Imam Hussein Muhammad was a mercy to us. Well, Allah says, I will raise one from amongst you, and there is not a group of people who did not have one from amongst them. Well, this one grew up from amongst us, and he realized in his studying that you don't say in the name of Allah, you say with God's name, because God is with us. He's close to us in our jugular vein, so he's with us all the time. So we begin with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. With God's name, the most graceful, the most compassionate, the mercy, the benefactor, the mercy of the Redeemer. We bear witness he is one, and we realize that all of us believe in the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. That's in scripture, and those who come before the prophet, they understood the scripture before the prophet came about. But we studied the prophet during this month, and we realized that he was an unbelievable individual, that his mother and father didn't teach him that he was Arab, came out with the type of Adam. He came out and was in tune with matter of his father, Adam. And so therefore, he didn't look at himself as an Arab. He looked at himself as an upright human being. And was he beneficent? Did he understand the mercy and the Redeemer? Did he understand that God was great? No, no one taught him that. He didn't understand that, but he acted in his nature. He always was in his nature, for he was given the position to be a slave servant to Allah for his outstanding achievement for 40 years. 40 years, he never got out of his nature. And because of that reason only, Allah chose him, but he had to prove it to Allah without reading anything. We say he was illiterate. No, he was illiterate. Illiterate means he didn't know anything of scripture. He didn't know anything but God. But in his nature, he was performing as an excellent human being. And because of 40 years, saying that's a lifetime, that he was able to represent what Allah wants for us, our father Adam, the first man on the planet Earth as a human being. And so he was in tune with his nature, and he was operating in his nature. But he didn't know anything about what was written in Scripture, or Scripture came before him, before the Prophet, before the Quran. But these men that were called seers and not prophets, these men had ability to see the future, and of course they had insight. Even Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace upon him, when he met the angel Jabir, to his wife. Oh my God, did he go to his wife? Now, if the Prophet wasn't in al-Islam, and this al-Islam was not given to the brothers in the East, well, they mostly practiced idol gods, and they didn't know anything about the Quran because it wasn't written. And they have gotten out of their nature, and they was just winging it and acting and dictating and ruling and all the things that they should not have done. So Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him, was raised amongst them, but he had a different language when he was quoting the Quran. This was different. This is not what they wanted. They wanted to stay away from and practice idol gods. But the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what makes us different than you and I, brothers and sisters, we have gotten out of our nature. He did not. So we are people that's living in serious times. And we don't understand that God said this is a good times in the human life. Good times. Oh, I know COVID-19. I know people are dying. I know. But you don't see what Allah is trying to say to you. It's written in Scripture before the Prophet, before the Holy Quran. But we are headed for our destiny. But how do you know your destiny if no one will teach you? This time is for consideration of the things that we was able to produce and the things we was able to do spite of the differences of trying to make us 3/5 of a human being. Is there a final judgment? Yes. But we in judgment day to day. And the month of Ramadan helps you to be able to understand what the plan is in your social life. You have to plan it. Morals are everything. You have to have a life that allows you to be understanding that God is great. And if you don't understand if God is great, then you're lost. Because the angels will not help you if you chose to do wrong. But they were predicting this a long ago. New order. The world. Something is going on. And most of us don't know, but most of us don't have a clue and don't want to have a clue. But we say alhamdulillah. Rabbi Adibin, I'm your host tonight, and I say Ramadan Mubarak. This is the first day, the first night, and surely going into the day is when we begin to fast. However, you have to keep in mind that Allah is so merciful. He says this is the first week of what? Mercy. Why do Allah have mercy on you? Because so you did so much in 9 months that you have to clean up. So Allah knows the beginning and he knows the ending. He is the foregoing, one that makes everything happen or exist. That's Allah. Everything happens is Allah. Well, there's crime. There's men shooting people. Police officers killing. Just killed another brother. All he did was stop. All he was given a car by his mother, and he was fearful. He lost his life. They just shot him. And trying to say that he was trying to get away. Untrue. They try to say that he had drugs in his system. He's a young boy. He don't know nothing about drugs. 17 years old, just died today in Minnesota. Think about why these things are happening, or do you care? But Allah permits and Allah wills. He don't will the death of you. Ain't time for you to leave. Then why is this boy dead? Who pulled the trigger? But if you read Revelation, when you're in the Quran this month, not a leaf fall from the tree without Allah's will. Allah took that spirit out of that body. That bullet didn't hurt the spirit. That bullet didn't hurt that human being. For Allah knows what you know what you know not. So before that bullet hit him, Allah moved the spirit. And that young man goes to paradise. 17 years old, he didn't make no crime on earth. He didn't commit no great deal of sins before you can go to heaven with 49%. Well, you can't judge that young boy because he didn't live a lifetime. That's 40 years. He didn't live that long. But Allah removed him. That's why he makes everything happen with his will. But he also permits you. But he permits that perpetrator to shoot that boy, and he will be punished. Allah is sufficient. Yes, we want to holler and scream, but Allah is sufficient. He's going to pay in this world and pay in the hereafter. God is in charge. And he reforms our life as he chooses to change us. For you is 1 month, then you become 2 years old, 3 years old, and you become 10 years old. Do you not change? And don't let you get 50. You see a big change. And don't let you get 80. You see a tremendous change. So Allah changed us. We don't change ourselves. Now, there's some of us look much older than we look. That's because of drugs, alcohol. That's because of all kinds of things you shouldn't put in your body. But you can't get that to Allah. And I've seen some seniors that as pretty as I don't know what, men handsome as I don't know what. So what is the difference? One don't give a damn about his creation. The other one cares about his internal organs. So he or she will eat properly. You want to know why you out of shape? You chose to be out of shape. Well, why I'm so heavy? You chose to be heavy. Why I look like I got a dull face and it looks dirty. That's because you chose not to take care of yourself. But you can't give that to Allah. That's not what he means, that he changed you. If you allow him to change you, you will be changed in the understanding of how you read Revelation. But we made much progress. We made a lot of progress on this earth. But there's much more we have to do, brothers and sisters. This ain't it. But a lot of us are complacent. A lot of us don't want to do for self. A lot of us don't want to get up and go nowhere. A lot of us just lay around, watch TV, play on the machine. But you don't like to sit in the sun. If you know how valuable God's son was, you were sitting there every day. Do you take meds? Well, the sun ain't going to help you too much. Do you just take supplements? Oh, yes. You got earth in you. That sun goes through you and moves those herbs to where they're supposed to be so you can heal your kidney, you can heal your heart, you can heal your vital organs if you eat properly. This is the month of Ramadan. There's so much more that we have. Allah has his angels and his jinn to protect us in our social life, because we're not making it through here without the angels. I know you said the jinn, Marat. Well, who is the jinn? Did you study the jinn? Well, let me tell you, as you read, you're going to hear in the Holy Quran, Allah says, there is a group of jinn that heard a beautiful recital. And nor man nor jinn say, ignore that recital. I'm reciting to you right now. It's a beautiful recital. So that means there are jinns that will help us and assist us, because Allah created them to do just that. I ain't talking about that jinn that turned the devil. You can turn the devil when you're not a jinn. You're a human being. You're the Khalifa. You're from Adam, but you can change. Allah didn't put no restrictions on us. We can be whoever we want. Well, the jinn has the same ability. So we was reformed by God in our life. And the angels and the jinn is here to protect us so we can make it through this world. God wills. Yes, Allah wills. And his will is above the will that we have, the will that we have to fear. We fear for our flesh. You fear for your flesh, brothers and sisters, and you understand the fear for your existence and your belief that we are going to be dead. We are going to die. And the idea that we take on that type of fear is because why? We don't understand Allah. Allah says if you are traveling the wrong path, if you're traveling and you're trying your best to stay straight, but you're not, you come to the understanding that you're suffering from death. You can eat pork, Allah says, if you're trying to survive. He says you can eat pork. Isn't that amazing? We never understood it. We can eat pork if we're trying to survive. If you're dying, you can eat pork. But if you cannot say, I desire to eat pork, then something's wrong. But I eat it, can die. And Allah don't like that. I eat it so you can only survive or you feel like you're suffering from eating food. Allah says, he's so merciful. And eat the pig to live. Allah is most merciful. God allows us to be able to understand who we are so we can save our own self. Those who have the will to believe in God, he will remove that burden of fear from you. Ain't that amazing, brothers and sisters? That God will remove that fear if you really have faith. And you can't fake God. No, Allah don't accept your words and your ritual. He tests your heart. And when that heart has the meaning and the desire to do right by God, those who have a will to believe in God, he will remove, God's will remove the burden of fear from us. Yes, you'll never have to worry about if you're going to die. He removes it. He removes it, meaning you don't have to fear no more because he understands your heart and your heart believes. So those of us that believe in the month of Ramadan, Allah moves that fear from us. Think, brothers and sisters, just think. You are going to die. This is how you feel. You're going to die. But during the month of Ramadan, what are you thinking? Are you going to die? When you begin to believe in God, that type of thinking just passes away that you're going to die. For Allah protects you, especially during the holy month of Ramadan. It will bring you a gift, and it will give you satisfaction. Allah is most merciful and most beneficent God. And this is what Allah is trying to say to you and say to me. This is not you play with. And this is not for all of us as a group. This is for the individual sacrifice. This is for the individual that has their own burden. Allah said, I will not help a people until they bother their soul. Bother your soul, brothers and sisters, because most of us don't understand what is going on with this COVID-19 and all the things that got us so far out of reality. Well, let me share something with you during the month of Ramadan, that they are calling back the mask that y'all putting on. I don't know which one, but they said millions of masks are made. So many people sick and babies are dying. They recalling them back. Right away, it should say, is that your mask? They ain't came out yet and said what mask they are. They said millions of masks around the world got to be called back. Is it the one you're wearing? Because when they found out the masks are dropping around the country, people ain't using it. When they found out that, they tell you now, double up. And you got people got little plastic. It's just like a welder that had to put on a mask so nothing messed their eyes up or their lips up. It's a shame, it's a disgrace that we are about covering our nose and our mouth and don't know what we're breathing. And if you got one of those glasses on, you should see that it fogs up. What is fogging? It comes from your guts and it comes out your mouth. You know when you burp, a doctor says, like, letting wind out through the other end, but it came out your mouth. So when that comes out of that virus that's in us, it hit the mask, it hit that plastic that you got over your face, and it goes right back down. Now, some people got a great sensitivity. And when you got great sensitivity, your senses say, why am I coughing? Your senses say, I can't breathe. Your senses tell you, take that mask and pull it down or you ain't going to get out God's air in you. It is happening that they got us all confused that we can't even talk around our babies. Then you wonder why some of the states said, the hell with this, and took it off all of them. Now here come out all the states got this problem and that problem. That's a lie. They don't want you to stop because the money will not come. They found out the billionaires during COVID-19 tripled their money, triple. And those who are not amongst those who's a part of this has lost their jobs and lost millions and suffering. And they're trying to let more people in because 7-8 states that said, the hell with this. We'll take care of our own state. And so the powers of be is getting upset because a great deal of money is being lost. You just think about it. If you had 1 billion masks out there, it costs you $3, $4, $5, some for 10. Won't buy that by a billion. If you sold it for $1, you're rich. But they ain't going to let you sell it. Because there's a group of people, I don't know if they're African Americans or what, had a whole garage and two cars couldn't get in there because they were packed with masks. Now, why did they confiscate it? Because they're taking their money away from it. So they confiscated it. Now, you say people need masks. I went in the store and, excuse me, sir, you forgot your mask. I did. I said, you have one for, oh, yes, good, because my mask, I throw away. I use it, I throw it away. So I go in the store and I said, I don't have a mask. They gave you one. They don't want you to turn around and go back and you spend their money. So the month of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, is not a ritual. It's for you know yourself and you know the things you have done wrong. This is the month you beg Allah. So you got to get past this first 10 days. For his first 10 days, Allah got mercy on you because it's very difficult to eat, not eat in the morning. But Allah gave us an answer. He said, don't eat until you see the white stream in the daylight. That's the dawn. But before that, you can eat a meal. If it's still dark out, eat your meal. When it finally gets night, it's time for my grip. So Allah goes with his creation. So you got to get up. Now, you don't just pig out. Get out and watch a decent meal because most of y'all have meds. And you got to take your medicine. And you got to have your stomach full. But if you can't fast, they say, well, we have to buy a lamb or a goat and let them sacrifice. How many poor people with 20 million jobs, 27 million jobs got money to buy that? So it can't be that, brothers and sisters. Well, you have to pay for this and pay for that. Well, people are trying, they're losing their home because they can't pay for it. So how are they going to give that? Then I just told you it's for the individual of your obedience to Allah, and nobody questions it. You don't know the person fast, so it's not none of your business. But Allah knows. So it's not just food, brothers and sisters. Abstain from what your appetite. Oh, I like steak. Well, you can eat it. Or I like special fish. You can eat it. Well, what appetite is God talking about, Marat? Because I like fine chicken and the chicken that may cost a lot of money. If that's what you want to eat, eat it. So what is God saying your appetite? Talking about your moral appetite. Your morals that you allow yourself to lie, to be a con artist. Your morals, you want to be a dictator over top of the community for years. That's where you say, fast from that. And Allah will reward you. It has nothing to do with the physical food. This takes the burden on the people that says, well, I'm not fasting. Why? Because I have to eat for my meds. Well, that one that's fasting every day, 10 days before, then fast all through the month, most of the time it's the one that's not on the right side. that Allah wants you on. It's a ritual. And they go through a ritual. The month of Ramadan is a beautiful month to clean your system so your spirit can stand up. Your deen of fitra can stand up. The nature in which you was created that can stand up. To be a type of my father, Adam. This is the month that you return to your deen al-fitra. This is the month from Allah you came. You came here as a human being. You came here as a spirit. You came here community. You came here as one. You came here as being the Khalifa. But you left it. You left all those things. You are now outside of your spirit. You left your deen as a fitra, and so Allah is trying to bring you back. And the only way you're going to come back that you say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul, I'm talking about you all in Islam. You know better, but there's men of the book. There's men of the book, only know but one God. The man's of the book that studies and understand the will of God. There are men of the book that try to be obedient to God. Yes. Those are the ones that Allah rewards in this world and the hereafter. My brothers and sisters, I look forward to Ramadan. Just that word alone. It allows you to be home with your wife and children. Well, my, how am I going to be home with my wife and children that I go to the masjid and we make our prayers, some 11 prayers, and some only make 10 and go home and read and then make another one, not written in the Quran. Allah does not place a burden on you. For a matter of fact, the Prophet did not pray in the masjid during the month of Ramadan. And you want to say, why? What's so big about it? I'll tell you what's big about it. He didn't want you to think that he drove you to have to be in the masjid to make prayer with the rest of the brothers. That is not compulsory. Now, you choose to do it, and you believe that's what Allah wants with good intention, he rewards you. But this religion is not difficult at all. It's not. We make it difficult, but it's not difficult. You got to wear a certain clothing. You have to wear a kufi, and a kufi is a prayer hat, but they wear it all outside as a hat to identify what religion you belong to. That's not an Islam. No. Religion is shrineless practicing. Because they ride their horses every day when they come out. And they say, Allahu Akbar. They all look white. But what makes them able to understand the religion to the point that you don't know who they are when they go, when it's over? They go back to everyday life and they blend in. That's so true. Now, brothers and sisters, I do things. I don't try to spend a great deal of money doing the month of Ramadan and teach me how when I ain't have nothing. But nothing to say you ain't supposed to give a little bit and you got a whole lot to give. You don't read that in the Quran. You give what you can afford. We have to understand that the whole month of Ramadan, inshallah, if I'm on the radio, I'm going to talk about the first week because I'm on today, I'm on tomorrow, and I shall return, inshallah, on Friday. And I'm going to give you everything that I've been reading that makes it even clearer, and I'm going to speak about it in a simple way of trying to get you to see this is not difficult at all. And I'm going to deal with the prophets that we will read in the Quran. I love talking about them because they are a picture for you and I. And then you'll find out that you are Adam. That's your father. You'll find out you're Moses. Yep, you'll find out you Abraham, you Jesus. Yes, you will find out that you're Muhammad the prophet, prayers, peace be upon him. And when you find these things out, you can understand what your nature is. And so Allah says, you want to return, return back to your deen of a fitra. You want Allah to come in the grave and get you, no such thing. We don't believe that that dead carcass has committed a sin. No, it did not. Well, who committed that spirit that left you? The body don't commit no sin. They're not in the head of that real estate you are. I want to thank you for listening. And once again, I will try to cut it short during the Holy Month of Ramadan. And the only time I may go over, if I feel in my heart something you actually need to hear. But I believe that I've given enough to satisfy your appetite. And when you get finished eating for a week, you'll get used to Ramadan. And you should enjoy it. Never said anything to motivate you, anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, to stand up in your deen and the future and the nature in which you was created, and stand up in your taqwa, your God conscious, what God gave to each one of us. If I motivate you to do that, tune in tomorrow to realize that there's a lot of things that crawl around in the summertime that we don't like. But we get used to it. Stand up, brothers and sisters, and be who you are. And allow us to come together as one Ummah, and bless us to give back and help humanity. Tomorrow at 7 to 8, inshallah, we return, and we'll have a new topic for you. But we're talking about Ramadan, Ramadan with Barrett. And I will speak about our upcoming shows tomorrow because I like to speak about the brothers and the sisters that don't lose your mind. And we greet you from our brother Adam, our father, pardon me, our father Adam. We greet you from him. Peace and blessing be upon him. And we greet you from our father of the intellectual mind, Abraham. I'm going to say Abraham, for he is the father of all nationality. He is the father of the intellectual mind of the human being. And we was with him yesterday. I had a beautiful time with my sons, Otaba and Samir. Rashid, yes, I wish we can do that every week. And allow them to see things for the true self and go back and lift up their families. I had so much love from them yesterday that I had good sleep. That's what happens when you see your children have raised to a point. Now, my daughters, they love me to death. But the boys sometimes have serious little problems, and it's okay. They have to handle it. Our children are not perfect, nor am I perfect. I greet you from Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim, and I'll talk about Jesus. We love Jesus. For Allah said they killed Jesus. Not just that alone, you should want to hear that. We greet you from Prophet Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him for his outstanding achievement. And Allah made him a mercy just to us that read the Quran, just for all humanity. And when we made him the excellent suit, he gives that all the prophets, without us mentioning their name, Allah gives us the credit. But when you suit one, you suit the other. We say, oh, Allah, bless us during the month of Ramadan. This is our first week of mercy. And Allah, have mercy on those who want to fast and those who are trying to fast and those who are fasting. We ask you to lift that burden. And those who pass away, separate their faults from their goodness and thou separate the east from the west and grant them Jannah. And we listen to what they say to us and what we think we believe. We have men and women that have stopped everything to fast during this holy month of Ramadan. And we love it. Appreciate it. So we say, oh Allah, help those who are sick, lifting the burden from them. But surely Allah might speak the truth. Oh Allah, bless those who want to give, cannot, and those who is given. Give them the barakas, Lord, and help us all to make it through the month of Ramadan so we can be strong for the rest of the year. We're being born. This is the ninth month. Thank you for listening. Peace and love. As-salamu alaykum. I was your host tonight, Murad Muhammad.